Hello, Paul.
Yeah, hi, Doctor. Appreciate your help.
You bet.
My question is, taking melatonin 5 milligrams in the evening, and I just wonder if it's affecting my testosterone level.
Probably not. I don't think so. Do you get the sense that it is?
Well, my wife is saying it's probably affecting, you know, your other hormones, and I didn't think it did. The other thought that I have is my daughter was taking melatonin also, and she's having a little difficulty getting pregnant. So I just wonder what the downstream interactions could be with taking, you know, melatonin.
Well, melatonin is considered a very powerful antioxidant, and I know I've heard Dr. Wright before talk about using melatonin as a aromatase inhibitor. Are you familiar with that? It helps to
decrease inflammation.
Well, it also blocks some of the conversion of testosterone into estrogen.
Ah.
But usually it takes quite a bit of melatonin to do that, maybe 20 milligrams or more.
Okay.
So I usually don't recommend that because there's other things that work better. But I haven't heard of anything affecting fertility around melatonin.
And there's probably not any evidence around testosterone levels being affected.
No. No, and we usually keep up on those kinds of things. And in fact, one study I found showed that you can take really high doses of melatonin, and it doesn't really affect your level of production. So there's no negative feedback that happens with other hormones, which is interesting.
Ah.
So, you know, it doesn't necessarily make you dependent on it for sleep, let's say. It doesn't stop your own pineal gland from making melatonin.
One other quick one. She's also taken CBD. She does have anxiety, some panic attacks. I just wonder if CBD is a factor.
And this is for your daughter again?
Yes, I don't take CBD.
I'm not aware of any issue with that, but again, I would probably have to research that. Actually, we have one doctor at Tahoma Clinic who is our expert on CBD and various cannabis therapies. Her name is Leslie Morical, Dr. Morical, Morical.
Okay.
And, and you might be able to give her a quick consult about all that. But as far as I know, I don't know of any research on that.
Excellent. Well, just one other kudo to Dr. Wright. I've been taking niacinamide, and just about all my knee pain has gone away. So,
oh, great.
Many kudos to him and to Green Medicine. Thank you
Thank
very
you.
Much, Doctor.
All right. Thanks for your call, Paul.